each day at this 2:30 p.m. sitting after lunch, we'll be offering some reflections and guided meditations on what are called the Brahma Viharas. This translates from Pali to divine abiding or divine abode or a divine or heavenly place to live, to dwell. The word vihara actually means like a building, a place, a house, you could say. And these are beautiful, wholesome states of mind that many of you may have heard of. The most one that most people are familiar with is called metta in Pali. In English, we translate it often as loving kindness. The other three are karuna, which is compassion, mudita, which means appreciative or empathetic joy or gladness, and upekkha, which is usually translated as equanimity or balance of mind. And I don't want to say too much about all of them today. It will unfold as it may. But these are considered to be very beautiful qualities of mind that arise naturally in our minds and hearts. They're not something that we don't know or haven't experienced, but they're things that we can tune to, nurture, call forth, cultivate. So today I'd like to offer some guidance in the first of these, metta. And because I'm introducing it, I'll say a little bit more about this quality of mind, of heart. In the suttas, the Buddha often refers to this quality of metta. It's found throughout the suttas in different places. References to abiding with this quality, pervading, offering this quality outwards, pervading this energy in different directions to all beings. There's not a lot in the suttas that has to do with actually the practice, how one might do it. The description we find there, the closest thing to instructions, goes like this. One abides pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with kindness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, and so above and below and all around, one abides pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. So there's this, it's referred to so much, and it's this, there's a kind of understanding that beings know what this is, this quality of metta, this kindness or care, this loving kindness. And we might wonder, well, what is this? It might feel like something different than we've experienced, or something really special. And we hear the words abundant, exalted, immeasurable, vast and great, all-pervading. And that can sound pretty, maybe we might like the sound of it, but it might sound beyond our capacity or beyond what we know. But this word metta is actually closely related to another word, mitta. And mitta means friend. And in one place in the text it says, one abides just as one would feel gladness, love upon seeing a dear friend. So one abides spreading this energy in all directions. So this sense of simple friendliness is maybe a better translation for metta in some ways, because we can all probably in some way relate to how we feel when we meet our friend or have contact with someone who is dear to us in that way. And this feeling of kindness, of friendliness that arises naturally, we don't have to create something special. We all know that quality, the love we feel for someone who is our friend. The love we might feel for someone who's been good and kind to us, who would be there for us if we needed someone to talk to or some help in our life. We could turn to a friend. So I think this is a helpful way to think of it, this quality of friendliness, or perhaps loving friendliness. There are different ways of practicing this that have grown up over the years, from some of the commentaries that came along after the time of the Buddha. Often it's taught that we offer in different categories of easy kinds of beings and those that are more difficult, and expanding the capacity of the mind and heart to include more and more beings in this field of care, of kindness. And so over these days, we'll offer different reflections, different ways of perhaps approaching this practice. So I'll start with something today, some way that we might touch into this quality. So it's good to begin with as much ease, as much comfort in the body as we can find there. So if you'd like to adjust your posture in any way, invite relaxation there, shift the legs a bit. Looks like the chairs are mostly taken, but you could consider shifting to a chair. There's at least one or two that look like they might be available. And beginning now with just feeling the body, the mind, just as it is, without anything that feels like something you're doing. We've been offering suggestions of using the breath or the body as a kind of anchor or focus for the attention, but let go of that for now. Let go of anything that feels like something you're trying to do, and just rest in simply being. Just as you are right now, doesn't matter how you feel, it's all fine. You might be feeling very sleepy and dull or awake. Maybe you're interested, maybe you wish you hadn't come here, would rather have stayed with your nap after lunch or gone for a walk. But you're here, and just let yourself be just as you are, with nothing you have to do. Nothing to work on or try to focus on. Just simply being. Life continues, nature unfolds. Sensations and sounds, sound of my voice, thoughts, they just come and go. Just let them do their thing. You don't have to latch onto them. The breath, breathing itself, let it just do that. Maybe moods or emotions, they're all fine, just now, just as you are. And from this place of non-doing, if you'd like to, now you could allow your attention to move to the area we call the heart center at the base of the breastbone, the sternum, kind of a soft spot there, sort of in the middle of the chest. You could perhaps take a breath or two into this area, or some people like to place the fingertips or the hand there, just to call attention to this part of the body. You don't have to do it, but if you'd like to. In Asian cultures, this is said to be the seat of knowing, of the mind, of the heart. They don't distinguish between those. The seat of dignity and wisdom and love. Sometimes it's interesting to rest the attention in this part of the body, not looking for something or trying to create something. And this is a place we can bring the attention. We can bring the attention back here at intervals and see what's happening, not looking for something or trying to fabricate some experience. Now see if perhaps some being can come into your mind, into your heart, that's very easy for you to feel friendliness for, to feel this quality of simple kindness and love. It might be someone who's been very kind and helpful to you in your life. Sometimes we use the term a benefactor, one that has supported us and cared for us. Could be someone in your family or a very, very dear friend. It might be an animal, some being where the relationship is very uncomplicated, very simple and straightforward, and there aren't a lot of issues there. I like to use animals because I love animals so much. And certain ones, when I think of them, I feel a happiness, a smile, and an easy caring. Where I live in the high country in the southwest United States, in Arizona, there are small animals that are called prairie dogs. They live in colonies, and they're a very sweet animal. There used to be lots of them, but their homes, the places for them to live, have been taken over by people so much. But they're still around, and when I think of them, I love them so much that I don't have to try to care for them. Easy to feel friendliness. Maybe an animal or a tree or a place or a person. Some very uncomplicated relationship where this feeling of well-wishing, of kindness, arises somewhat effortlessly. It might even be yourself. Once in a while, someone feels that way about themselves. We all should, but often it's hard. When I was first doing this practice, and it was suggested to bring myself to mind in this way, it was very hard, and my teacher said maybe I should put myself in a more difficult category. But some of you may feel, oh, I wish myself well easily when I think of hold myself, perhaps as a child. So some easy being, easy relationship. You might have an image, a picture, or just a felt sense, a feeling. Or maybe much more quietly, not having to try to create something so much, just a sense of connection. And let that image or feeling be there. Maybe let it rest in the area of the heart. It will come and go. You don't have to try to hold it there. And in this practice, sometimes we use words to help touch and evoke this feeling. And I'll say a few short phrases, a few words in English. I've put up a list of possible words and phrases in Finnish for you to look at on the post by the bulletin board in the dining hall. And you can look at that when you'd care to. But with this particular being or place in mind, with yourself perhaps, using words, simple words, to evoke, to touch, to call forth this feeling of well-wishing, of care. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free of trouble and worry. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy and strong. May there always be kindness and friendship for you. You may find it interesting to come back to the area of the heart center after you say each phrase, or just once in a while if you're not using words. Bringing this image or felt sense of this being into your heart when it fades away, just gently bringing it back. I'll offer a couple of more phrases, and then you should find your own words, or more quietly, without words. And you can not only send this quality of wishing well, but receive it from this being, knowing that they care for you. In some cases we know that, in others we can just feel a sense that they would respond to our care with kindness and friendliness. They would wish it for us as well. That natural response, when we offer kindness, it usually brings it back to us. May you be protected from inner and outer harm. May you have ease of body and mind. May you take care of yourself happily as you live in the world. So, in your own way, with your own words or in silence, offering this quality of care, of kindness to this easy being, and also perhaps receiving it from them. Kind of a cycle of offering and receiving. If you're sending metta to yourself, just reconnecting with a sense of care for your own mind and heart and body. May I be happy and safe. And not trying to force anything or create some feeling that isn't there. And sometimes this practice brings up everything that isn't kindness. Sometimes it brings up strong feelings of resistance, of anger. It's like a magnet, it can pull that out. And if that's very strong, if there's just the mind saying, no, I hate this, I hate this, then it's better to switch to the mindfulness practice and bring mindfulness and kindness to the mind that says, I hate this. Because if we're trying to say, may you be happy, and the mind is screaming, I hate everything, it doesn't, there's a disconnection there. So that can be okay, that can happen. Always know that's all right. That's our fallback position, is to bring mindfulness to just how it is, even if it's a very difficult emotion. It's okay. So practicing in your own way for a few minutes now, knowing that this feeling will come and go, the images come and go, we just let them do that and then gently incline the mind back in this way. Bringing this dear being, bringing yourself to mind, and offering the wish of ease and happiness, a simple feeling of friendliness. Sometimes we have chosen someone that we're a being, and then someone else comes into the mind. Another dear person, another being. They may show up and say, "What about me?" So we can include them also in this field of care. We can have more than one being. Just wishing them well, that they be happy and safe. And they may just show up for a little while. We don't try to hold them there. May you be at ease. May you be safe and protected. May there always be kindness and friendship for you. Offering this quality of love and receiving it also. And perhaps adding your own wishes to that. May I be happy. May I be at ease just as I am. Now start to let go of words and images. They may already have started to fade. Just let them fade away. You don't have to push them away. They may remain in some way, but don't work at it. Don't try to do it. Now let go again as we started with anything that feels like something you're trying to do or any kind of focus. Let go of words, images. Rest again in simple presence, simply being just as you are, whatever you're feeling like, whatever mood may be there. Nothing you have to fix or try to work on. Nothing to get. Nothing to get rid of or push away. No place to go and no one to be. Just put everything down for now. Awareness arises and passes. Sounds and moods, thoughts and feelings, sensations, they just come and go. Nothing we have to pick up or latch on to. No issues that have to be dealt with. Nothing to figure out.